inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
You get a little frosty in the capital city late tonight, with temperatures expected to drop down to just under freezing, and it may be time to start planting bulbs. With us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we should dig those bulbs that we've been storing in our garage, dig them out, and start preparing to dig holes for them in our garden bed, huh?
That's right. First thing is, do some test digging and dig your hole down there 8 inches deep, which is kind of the depth for tulips and daffodils and such, the bigger bulbs, and see if it fills up with water. If it does, move.
Might want to wait a while?
Well, that, or again, choose a different location, or make sure you're planting them in raised beds, raised boxes on a hillside that drains, rather than in a low spot that's going to be soggy all winter long and may very well cause the bulbs to rot.
Can we do something to kind of like help the drainage before we plant the bulbs?
Well, certainly. I mean, we can make trenches and put some sand and gravel in the bottom of them to drain. This is a little more involved, but if we're on a slope with lots of water draining down it, we can dig what's called trench drains to try to divert the water away from that area where we're trying to garden. And this, of course, applies to not just bulbs, but to perennials and to vegetable gardens and all the rest of our gardening efforts.
Now, how far should all these bulbs be spaced apart?
Normally, when we buy bulbs, if they're the packaged bulbs, I know the Rotary Club is selling bulbs, you know, packages, these things normally come with directions, and even buying the bulk bulbs usually have the little stickers on the boxes that give you the information about how deep to plant them and how far apart to plant them. So that's important. Again, talking about tulips and daffodils or lilies, big bulbs, some of the big alliums, those normally want to be down there 6 to 8 inches deep. So below that, you know, we dig our hole first and scratch in some fertilizer, bulb food, 832-16, or a good organic fertilizer in the bottom of the hole first, and then we can lay out our bulbs in that hole. And dig a sizable hole so that you can plant 5 or 10 or 15 at a time rather than one bulb at a time. It's a lot more efficient. And if you're planting, I of course recommend planting hundreds of bulbs to give that big splash of color for hopefully some weeks in the spring. That way you dig your first hole, set the soil aside in a wheelbarrow, and then your next hole or extension of the trench can be used to fill the first hole, and then you keep planting your way across the garden or through your garden beds to get lots of bulbs in there.
Can we squish them all together, or they should be spaced apart a certain distance?
Spacing is going to vary with the size of the bulbs, and they anywhere from for small bulbs like crocus and snowdrops, blue scilla, some of those are planted only 2 to 3 inches apart. Where with tulips and daffodils, again, we normally want to plant them more like 4 to 6 inches apart. Now, with tulips are kind of a special case because they don't come back very well around here, except for a few varieties. A few of the old Darwin hybrid varieties, the standard red and yellow tulips, can come back sometimes for quite a few years. But most of the others are, I plant them, and I know other folks plant them as an annual, which also means that bulb comes with all the nutrients it needs for its first flowering next spring. So you don't need to fertilize them if you're just planning on planting these as annuals, and then we'll dig them up and plant more, because the second year here they usually are about half as tall and you get half as many flowers, and by the third year pretty much all you're getting is tulip leaves, for which they are not very ornamental nor edible as far as that goes.
And can you put them in upside down?
Well, you could, but you shouldn't. You know, planting them pointy end up is recommended because that's the way they're supposed to grow. And then they don't waste energy by having to grow down and over and then turn around to come up. I mean, they'll figure it out, but it takes extra energy from the bulb to get them to grow that much farther to straighten up. And once we get them planted, covered up, and then it may be worthwhile, hard to say what our weather is going to be like this fall, or predicting warm and wet, maybe. You know, if you've got a big area, you can actually throw plastic over that bed, or at least use spruce boughs, hemlock boughs, to help keep them from sprouting early if we've got a long, mild winter. We don't want them sprouting in December if we're planting them now, or January. We want them to stay cool, covered, growing roots now. They'll start growing roots and then sprout at the right time in anywhere from March to April to May next year.
Okay. Ed Byarsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.